Chinese ambassador to the UN Liu Jieyi said that during the Second World War, other peace-loving nations stood with the Chinese people and gave them great support.
Today we are organizing this concert to honor the memory of innocent victims of the war and pay tribute to all those who fought bravely and those who had fallen for peace to prevail.
Mr. Liu said the Second World War was a dark period and now was the time to reflect on history and chart a course of global peace and stability.
The best commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations and the victory of the World Anti-Fascist War is to reaffirm our commitment to what the United Nations stands for. The post-war international order and the purposes and principles of the United Nations Charter remain the bedrock for peace and stability in today's world. Let us build on this and foster a new type of international relations featuring new win-win cooperation and realize the vision set forth by the Charter.
UN Undersecretary General for Public Information Christina Gayak spoke at the opening ceremony.
We come together this evening through the power of music to reflect on the progress that the international community has made the past 70 years. It is also a time to reflect on the challenges ahead of us.
Ms. Gayak said the theme song from the film Schindler's List and other music played during the event illustrate efforts to protect the victims of the war.
A spanning three centuries, the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra is one of the oldest and best known ensemble of this kind in Asia. It was the first one to introduce Chinese orchestral work to mainland China. We will hear a variety of music this evening, including the theme song from Schindler's List, a reminder of the different ways that both Shanghai and Mr. Oskar Schindler protected Jews during the Holocaust.
The concert was organized by the UN and the Permanent Mission of China. Anna Carmo, United Nations.